And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. I'm your host, Bill, and this week we have additional hosts, Anthony.
Hello, everyone.
Joey.
Hey.
Anna.
That's me.
And Ted.
Hi.
Exactly.
I'm going to sneeze.
You going to sneeze?
Not on the mic.
You sneezed.
Thank you for acknowledging my sneeze.
And thank you for not sneezing on the mic.
You're welcome, dear listeners, for not being deafened. I know I've done it in the past, but I'm trying not to do it in the future.
Quickly, it's just your mic. We don't share mics.
Dude, that's a good thing. I slobber all over this thing. I'm like just so close. I'm making love to the mic right now.
That shouldn't... What?
No, but we also listeners can hear you better.
We have other introductions too, don't we?
Yes.
We didn't finish.
Keeping us on task.
Yes.
Thank you.
You can reach out to us at geeksrewired@gmail.com or give us a call at 801-896-4335.
Spells geek.
Yes. And you can help support us through our Patreon page at patreon.com/geeksrewired, where you can get access to the podcast a day early or become great. We can do the great level with Dave.
Dave is great.
Or you can be greater. Or you can be
greater than Dave. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Do you think you're greater than Dave? You should go check it out on Patreon. Show us how much greater than Dave you are.
Yeah, you could even become the greatest. There's only one. Right now there's none.
There can only be none.
Yeah. There currently is none, but there can only be one.
There can be one, Joey.
So did we introduce everyone?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He started with himself and went around to me.
And I thought it got to me. Okay.
It started with you.
Yeah, I know.
Man, it is Wednesday.
I must have checked out or something.
Unless you're listening to the podcast normal, then it's Friday night, Saturday morning.
For some reason.
Some other time in the future.
It could be. It could be 2020.
So, thinking of days, I realized that there are 52 weeks in a year,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And 4 times 13 is 52. That means that we could have 13 28-day months and be fine.
Except for once every 4 years, unless it's
29,
is...
yeah. A leap year, whatever, that's fine. We could keep it in February, and then boom. So we've been missing out on a whole extra month this whole time, and I think it's time to bring that month back. I haven't decided what I want the month to be yet.
I thought you were going to totally go with the same...
I was about to ask you what it was going to be called.
Okay, since you're not going to go with it, I'm going to go with it. And I'm going to name the month the same type of idea of the last 2 months that were named. That's going to be called the Bill month.
You know, okay, so here's
the
thing.
William month. If Bill month is terrible, actually, William month.
Here's the thing.
The month of William.
This gives us a chance to fix October or September, October, November, and December.
What's wrong with them?
What month number is October?
10.
Is it? It's not the 8th?
So,
October? It's not the 8th month? Why isn't it the 8th month? What about September?
It's because it added some months along the way. Because July and August were input.
Right. They've shuffled them around and screwed them up.
Well, they threw two in the center of it
all. Did you have that idea?
I came to that idea when I was like figuring out wages and stuff like that. I'm sure that it's
proposed by Moses B. Catsworth in 1902.
Oh, I thought you were saying Moses by like the 20th.
Yeah,
Moses.
I'm
yeah,
sure
part
that
of the
it's
sea
not...
and then he recommended a calendar.
I'm sure
it splits the
months.
Year into 13 months of 28 days each, with one or two days each year not belonging to any month. The extra month is called Sol, appearing between June and July.
I don't think that. I think we could put it on the end or something. We'd have to shift around our holidays and whatnot.
You have
the 4th of July would be extra
every
weird.
Every 4 years, and you just have it at New Year's, so you get a day off right around the end of the year.
Okay, mm-hmm. The seasonal ones, or is it 10 months or is it 13 months?
13.
Is it 13? The seasonal?
Wait.
You mean the lunar calendars?
Yeah, that one.
I don't know how their months go, whatever, but the thing with them...
I don't know. I think Sol makes sense.
Is that there's drift. No, I'd like to see it named after like a number or a mythical god. Yeah. Oh, we could
call
it Yahweh.
It 6.5 and we'll put it in the middle of summer.
Yeah, Sol. That's where Sol's supposed to be. It makes sense because Sol.
Except for now, October becomes 11, which is even further.
Yeah, we put it on the end.
Hey, we could put it on the end. Just call, instead of calling it Sol, we could just call it cold.
So you'd rearrange all of the months so that it actually makes sense?
Maybe. It's just irritating that, you know, October, November, or September, October, November, December. I'm not
Holy
sure about
crap.
December.
So this is used as Kodak as the official date system until 1989.
Yeah. No, 1989 has
It
like,
was used at Kodak on like the corporate calendar.
The 13 months?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. I was not aware of that. No, actually, like, it just kind of came to me because 52 and yeah, I was like, that's off by exactly 4 weeks, which is a month. We're missing a month. Where's the month come from? But I just thought that that would be something fun. And like certain holidays would have to be moved.
Would you still have the same days of the week?
Yeah, everything else would be the same. We just have an extra month. Well, not everything, because the number of days in each month would drop to 28.
Yeah.
And we might have some with 29 just to, like, help buffer it. But, because I'm not sure how many, like, 365. I'm not sure if that's evenly divisible by
13
or 7 or whatever. But
it's not. I think that's why they said having 2 months with 1 or 2 days each year. So I'm thinking it says 1 because I think you have to have an extra day. And then 2 because of leap year.
Yeah. So we just make February, since it's been the shortest month and was always left out.
Make
we
it
just
have
give 29. Give it 30 just for the heck of it. Be like, boom, you got 30 days.
Well, no, what I'm saying
everybody
is I think
28.
You add
and then
one
on
more
leap
day.
Years, it's 31.
No, you add one more day for the non-leap years, and then the 2 days is for the leap year. So it would go to 29 normally. And then the leap year is 30 for it.
So they were saying 2 days for the leap year?
Yes.
I haven't done the math to figure out the days all lining up. I just kind of thought about
I'll just click on it. It's called the International Fixed Calendar.
Interesting.
So I was trying to find something else because when they fixed it, when they put in the leap year to fix everything, it ended up making 1 year. I want to say it was like 1920 something. Like if you go back and...
Oh,
yeah,
no.
It cut off a couple of days, didn't it?
No. A couple months.
No, this wasn't in the 1900s. It was like in the 1500s.
No, I swear it was...
No. There was a whole months, and they were in like 15. It was in the 1500s.
Well, it was whenever they transferred over to the... Do we use the Gregorian calendar dating system right now?
We do now. Because okay. It was the Julian.
It was whenever we... Yeah, it was yeah, when we switched from Julian to Gregorian. And it was, I think it was in the Renaissance, or if it was either, it was sometime around the Renaissance. I don't know if it was in it. It might have even been way before it. I don't know.
If we correct the calendar, then I think we should also correct daylight savings time.
We go to Greenwich Mean Time. Greenwich Mean Time, everybody is on the
One
same exact
time.
Clock. And we're good.
That's what Linux servers use, and it... is hard.
So,
out when stuff happens.
Also going with that, so you remember the year 2000 bug?
Yeah.
It was literally 2 digits. We didn't put any more, we didn't put the first 2 on for the year, and it was going to be a problem.
This is for the Linux time, isn't it?
Yes. Linux.
This is only for 32-bit Linux time, by the way.
64-bit
yes. Linux time.
But there's
time
plenty
fine.
Of things that run 32-bit Linux. That's embedded everywhere.
And this is also a big issue for geo or geolocation. Especially on most modern devices don't have as much of it, but older, they will actually revert back.
It'll
20
roll
years?
Back to the 70s, I think,
1970 or 1978. I can't remember which one it is.
In September of 1752, 11 whole days were cut from the
right
calendar.
There. January 1st, 1970.
Okay. So yeah, yours was, okay, you did find it. So 1752.
Time,
so. Jumping back to the previous conversation. So if you actually go look up what it was, 1752, it actually only shows.
Yeah, there's 11 days missing in September in 1752 because they had to adjust the calendars to fix it. So
holy crap. Okay, we're also going back to that prior, to the earlier conversation. So
which one was that one?
The 13-month one.
No.
So the calendar year has 13 months of 20 days each. This is for rules, by the way. 28 days each divided into exactly 4 weeks. 13 times 28 equals 364. An extra day added as a holiday at the end of the year after December 28th, i.e. equal to December 31st Gregorian, sometimes called year day, does not belong to any week and and brings the total to 365.
So you have like Sunday.
Well, it doesn't belong to the week. So,
right. Yeah. It's Sunday. It's like pizza, but with Sundays.
No,
it's
it'd Sunday.
Would you have to go to church?
Year day.
Like twice in a row?
No, it'd be Sunday and year day.
Sunday and then it's year day. Yeah. I really like that idea. Like that's, I think that's exciting. Good. Having just like, well, like an extra day that doesn't count anything.
One. Yes. No, we were just talking about that earlier. Yeah. More secret. Behind the curtain.
Okay. So at this point, we're going to have to add this Wikipedia. I'll add this Wikipedia article to the show notes.
Actually, I'm going to add this one as well. You add that one. I'll add this one. And yes. So the other one. So year 2000 issue. The next one is the 2038. So like they have it on most modern stuff. It is not going to be a problem. It's just like as we got closer to 2000. People kind of just built it in. The problem is all the legacy stuff. So if you have, like, an old GPS device, you're going to run into a problem. Because it will think you're somewhere else in the world. And not just that, but also this year, because of the magnetic pole shifted more this year than it has on average over the years. By, like, double.
So why would it think you're somewhere else in the world?
Because your GPS location is based off of time.
Yeah, so it's time. So you hit, it's triangulation, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so yeah. you hit, like, multiple satellites, and it calculates the difference distance between when you hit those satellites mm-hmm. to figure out where you are. Mm-hmm. So if your time is different than their time, then you're screwed.
Yeah, they'll probably just stop working. That whole magnetic pole shift is interesting, too, because magnetic north is, like, this little wiggly dot that moves during the year.
Yeah, I think it's currently in Siberia.
Yeah.
The Russians stole it.
Yes. It just like jumped across the ocean.
Typical.
Oh, those Russians.
They thought it was a Super Bowl ring or something.
Super Bowl ring?
Are they known for stealing
those? Oh, that story.
Putin like walked up to some guy who had won a Super Bowl at some point, and he had a championship ring on. And Putin's like, hey, let me see that. And I don't remember who it was. It might have been actually a basketball ring, but I think it was football. And he like
some sports
took the ring off, looked at it, and just kept it. And he still has it as far as I know.
Would you really ask for it back from Putin?
Hell yeah.
So it was nice knowing you, Ted.
Hey, a little polonium never hurt anyone. I mean,
except for
a little bit more. And
yeah, yeah. I guess he totally did steal it.
I swear weird. I heard that from you. Did you not?
No, not from me at all.
who did he steal it from? Was it football?
It was football. It was the Robert Kraft from the Patriots.
Add it to the show notes.
Well, he cheated to get it anyways. So.
It's the Patriots. They have enough of them.
Add it to the show notes.
Yeah, they have like a pile of them back at home base, I guess. Whatever that is.
Patriot home station.
Yeah. I mean, they've got all the money, right? So.
Joy. You chat to the show notes. Do you know how?
I'll learn.
Okay.
You never used Trello before?
He has.
So last time they updated Magnetic North was back in February. Which they actually had to. They weren't expecting to have to do this major of an update for like 2 more years.
So does this affect like planes and stuff like that? Or do they use GPS more than like the magnetic compasses at this point?
Well, no. It's the magnetic and it's the GPS. So the GPS will still go, this is the where Magnetic North is.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the shift, that's why I said the time, when the time runs out, it will say, hey, I'm here. But based on the shifting and everything else, it will jump you back 30 years and it will shift off your GPS. So if they actually had to go in and start doing some major updates. So everyone could stay where they're supposed to.
Right.
At least their devices were.
And this is what, 2037 or something like that?
Okay, so the issue we're going to run into is 2038.
2038, yeah.
But this year we had to do a major update that we weren't expecting to do for 2 years because
of the magnetic
shift.
Interesting.
It looks like it was actually pointed in Canada before it shifted to Siberia.
Yeah, so just jumped right across the ocean.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was it's interesting. So yeah, Micmac North is not actually north. And actually, I'm glad we don't live in Micmac North.
Why is that?
A lot of things would be messed up. You actually could never really use a compass then.
You could if you knew where it was.
You could use
you could watch it spin around in circles.
You could use Magnetic North to find home.
Oh, yes.
It'll always point towards home.
Of course, you would get the great Aurora Borealis.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be interesting is when Magnetic North is at the equator, because that can and has happened.
Or if the Magnetic North becomes the South Pole?
Yes, that also has happened in the past.
Just they flip.
It's just show. It's short, slowly on its way there.
Oh no! I'm talking not where it shifts down. I'm talking about what happens is the positive negative actually flip just suddenly.
Everything's digital now. We'll just have we'll just have polar north.
Worse.
Well, no, we'll just have polar north. So the satellites they'll figure stuff out. Smart people will figure things out, and then your phone will just say this is polar north, and it'll point towards the North Pole. You're set.
Then we'll have to reprint maps upside down.
Well, I mean, the map's already relative, right? And yes. So, have you ever seen a map that's, from a different country and it's, flipped? The U.S. is upside down? It's weird.
Or you get one from, Russia where the U.S. is split in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Fun stuff. So, we had all those fun things. You guys are at the bottom of the...
No, I added mine to have talked about.
Okay. I guess we could add this one.
Stranger Things Season 3 official trailer is out.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty sweet, you guys.
It looks pretty awesome.
Joey said that he wanted to do cocaine with the guy, the older brother or something. I wasn't, to be honest, I wasn't paying attention to what he was saying.
I didn't say I wanted to do cocaine with him. I said I hope he has gotten control of his cocaine problem.
Because he wasn't in the trailer.
Yeah, he wasn't in the trailer, so I don't know if he's going to be in this season.
He was probably doing coke in the trailer in the bathroom, and that's why you didn't see him in the trailer. Oh.
He was supposed to be at an award ceremony, and they got him at the airport, and they said, hey, you have traces of cocaine on your stuff. You can't come into the U.S., and then he got sent back home.
Where is he from?
I think he's Canadian? British.
He's British.
I think so.
Is that... No, you don't know. I don't remember who he was.
His last name's Byers.
Oh.
And so there was Will Byers and then whatever the older brother's name is.
Jonathan Byers. He's in it.
Yeah, that guy.
He was in it.
He's in season 3?
He was in the trailer.
Was he?
Yes.
That's
the one they were
that.
Playing in the movie theater with.
And he was also sitting there towards the beginning.
I don't know. I didn't notice him.
Oh.
Anyways, Joey wants to do cocaine with him.
Apparently he straightened out his life.
That's good.
Or maybe he didn't.
He straightened it out enough to act for Netflix.
Yes.
So maybe they have low bars. I don't know.
So Joey once told me this really terrible joke about how in Russia they have this website that stops you from streaming anything. And it's called Netflix. And now every time he says Netflix, I just hear Netflix. every time, I don't know, can't talk to him about Netflix without thinking of that stupid joke. And then I'm like, a website, that doesn't even make sense, Joey. And he's like, I know, that's what makes it funny.
Yeah.
That's not how websites work. That's not how any of this works.
It's how jokes work, Ted.
I think we may have a title for the podcast.
That's that? How jokes work, Ted.
Netflix.
That's with a Y.
E-Y?
N-Y-E-T.
N-Y-E-T.
Yet.
There we go. Ta-da!
You should change the X to a KS.
Look at that.
Netflix.
Now you all just learned how we title this, learned how to spell this one.
So, can we talk about Amazon Day?
Oh yeah, that is coming up.
I don't know what that is. It's Amazon having a yard sale.
No, it says choose a weekly delivery date with. Oh,
that's what I was meaning. Sorry, I thought you were talking about. Okay, yes, that one. Okay, we can.
Wait, what?
So
I don't know anything about it.
If
why
you
I want to talk about
have,
it. It's
if
it's,
you have had issues of your
no, packaging, it's not that one.
It's not that one. The mice.
Someone write about that one. Yes,
that one. If you've had issues of packages disappearing off of your front porch or whatever type of package that you've had them specially put in or whatever else, you can say, hey, ship them all so they all show up on Friday because I'm off, or Saturday or whatever. So you have all your Amazon stuff that you ordered over the last however long. Show up on Saturday.
That's pretty cool, but I feel really bad for the Saturday UPS workers. Mm-hmm. Like, well, that is going to be most busy
Day.
Yeah,
we were just talking. Remember, was it you that I was talking about? But like something like 30% of Amazon, I don't know the actual percentage, so I shouldn't even have said the 30%, but some non-trivial percent of Amazon shipping is done by Amazon proper, not by
they've been turning into like a shipping logistics company.
Right.
They have their own planes now, so that's
really
a big deal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one just crashed not too long ago.
Yeah, they keep getting all of their bigger and bigger, and they're getting more central warehouses so that they can have faster shipping times,
so that we can have that one day shipping.
Yeah,
hey, same day shipping.
I think same day shipping would be pretty cool, especially if it's by drone. That's awesome.
Well, so there's this Prime Now thing that you can get shipping done within like 2 hours for a lot of things.
Yes.
Only certain cities have it, but.
But so actually, this is not so bad for UPS, because if you think about it, instead of going to the same house 7 days a week, even if they are small packages, now you can be able to deliver faster and just drop. And plus, UPS will then be able to, hey, we have tons of these packages going out, so now we make sure that people are set up for Saturday.
Load up on Saturdays. I gotcha. That makes sense. It'll probably work out pretty well. I mean, they're a smart company. They know what they're doing.
Well, I hope so. They do one thing, and I hope they do it really well. It's deliver packages.
Hey, they also do web hosting really well.
Wait, are we talking about UPS or Amazon?
Amazon.
I'm talking about UPS.
Oh,
okay. Specifically UPS.
UPS is one thing, and I hope they do it. I hope they can do it really well. Deliver a package.
They do all right. They're really good at like punching TVs.
Oh.
Or like knocking on your door and running away. Yeah. They're like the world's best at ding dong ditch. But it's okay because they leave stuff when they do it.
So UPS hasn't done this, but FedEx, like the last package I got delivered from them, because every once in a while, Amazon will have them ship it. They actually left it on my back porch. Like, they put a note. Well, they put a note on the front door that said, hey, it's on the back porch. So I guess it's not exactly the
best. Yeah, but people are more likely to ignore a note on your door than they are a
That's
big package.
That's fair. Because usually the note means missed delivery.
Yeah, or it could just be someone came over and dropped a note on your door. Or like,
well, it says FedEx in like big red letters.
Well, you also get the updates, even Amazon. You can go into the app, and if they dropped it somewhere else, it'll have the note inside.
Yeah. Usually what ends up happening, though, is I have Amazon set to quiet hours, and my packages don't get delivered till later, and that usually means I don't get the text message till the next day.
Actually, the worst
That didn't used to be a problem. That's only happened recently.
I think the worst is the Echo, when it's like, lights up, it's like, hey, you got a notification. Yeah, I know. I already picked up the package off the front porch. Mm-hmm. You don't have to tell me.
What's my favorite is if you tell it, like you ask a request off of it. It's like, by the way, you have a notification. You can do so-and-so that ask, what's my notifications? And it's like a 20-second spiel on how to ask for notifications, even though I already know how to do it.
All right, so...
I'm a little bitter.
I don't have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But I stayed with a friend who did, and I finally got to ask the Amazon
Echo
how to say 100 in Welsh.
You never tried that here?
Not on yours. No. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it. But dear listeners, if you're easily offended, don't do this. But I really enjoyed how it answered it. It kind of sounded sensual in a way.
Okay. It is entertaining, to say the least.
Yes.
But still.
Quite.
Yes, quite.
Be careful of who...
Who is around when you do it.
Yes.
Yeah, only have people around that want to learn Welsh.
And probably not even then.
So, this is interesting, especially where you guys have been working on like these little things and wanted to maybe take their version of it. Amazon's little dash button.
Oh, they're stopping to sell them?
Yeah, they're killing it. Which is funny because I still get ads to buy one.
They're trying to get rid of all their stock.
Well, because they, with all the, you know, with the Echoes all around and everything else, and auto delivery.
And who needs a dash when your printer orders its own ink?
So the title here, yeah, it says, who needs a dash when it can order its own ink? But, like, that's a printer. How is my paper towel going to order more paper towel?
Well, you don't have a smart paper towel then, apparently.
Yeah, if you get a paper towel rack from Amazon Basic, it comes with a automatic, it detects the weight. Mm-hmm. And it knows how many you've purchased in the past. No. And yes. I'm just making this up.
And then the paper towel rolls will show up every Saturday.
Yeah, and it'll give you a notification telling you that it's time to replace your paper towels off the paper towel rack because your paper towels are low. And then when you do pay, it's like, okay, that's your fourth roll. You're out of it. You want me to order more? And you'll be like, okay, fine.
You said paper towels a lot in that sentence.
Yeah, paper towels. You know, if you say a word enough, it just starts to lose all meaning. Paper towel, paper towel, paper towel, paper towel.
Who needs a dash button when you have an assistant that can speak Welsh?
That's right. She can say 100.
But yes. So.
Is it because a lot of people were buying them and repurposing them in their home?
So, I think people wanted to repurpose them, but
so
there's
a proxy that will let you do that, actually.
So what it does is it detects the packets that they send,
yeah,
and it has like a signature on it that says, like, I'm a dash button, this is my ID.
Yeah.
And so the program detects that packet's been sent out, and then you just repurpose it. So you say, when you detect this packet, turn on the lights or turn off the lights.
Well,
or
it'll actually, like, whenever you're first setting up the dash button, you put on this thing on the network, you make it send out the activation request, it grabs it. And then I think you just use that, and then you send back a authorization.
Yeah,
and then the dash button just talks to that proxy the entire time after that.
Yeah, I've got a few of these on my desk at home. They're pretty interesting. There's actually a decent little Arduino type processor inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they probably cost Amazon a couple of bucks to make, and then they have a very nice lithium battery inside of them. And so I think they're selling them at a loss whenever they're selling these things. I think they have some sort of deal with the manufacturers. Like, if you can get these on sale when they're, like, 99 cents or whatever, the battery inside is worth, like, triple that.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't have to order your item once. You just, like, get this.
Yeah.
How do you know that you've pressed it?
It has a light on it.
How long does it stay lit, though?
It stays lit for a couple of seconds, and then it will also push something to the app.
Knowing me, I would accidentally, I'd press it, and then I'd come back 5 minutes later and be like, did I press that? And press it again.
They have something to prevent you from multi-ordering.
Yes, if you're using it for ordering.
Okay.
Yeah.
It matters, because I can't buy one anymore.
There's some interesting tech in there, though. They have a microphone, and I was wondering, what the heck is the microphone for? It's for setting up the device. So your phone can play all of the setup information at a high frequency that you can't hear, and that button can hear it and will just set up. And that's how you get your Wi-Fi password onto the button.
Interesting. That is, actually, along with that, they're also...
would do it over Bluetooth.
that's what they moved to.
Well, that's why with the Echoes, you have to do over... you have to connect to its Wi-Fi. But among the other things is the new Fire Sticks that are going to be coming out. They're actually setting up where because Amazon knows your Wi-Fi password, all you have to do is just connect it, or it comes in and it's already set for your account.
Yeah, your credentials are shared with Amazon. When I bought my Kindle, it came pre-set up. I thought that was kind of cool, but then I was like, I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, because what if you aren't the one, back on your package, it's picked up by somebody else.
I always thought that the dash button was just a virtual button that you click to be able to get that set up. I never knew that there was actually a separate physical button thing that they would send out.
Yeah, it's just like that, and that white thing is the button, and it's just a chunk of plastic.
Was that little hole on the end of it?
Yeah,
microphone probably.
Yeah. And then it comes with an adhesive on the back of it, and it also comes with it's like a keychain mount. It's like a plastic. I don't know, ring that the button can pop into. So you could have a bunch of them on, a lanyard or something in your closet.
Yeah, hanging somewhere.
What if you lose it? I mean, do you still get the virtual button or something through the app?
You can add virtual buttons onto here pretty easily.
And that's not counting the $20
Yeah, I think IoT they're going to keep one. Their IoT one at that price point. Like, that is essentially the same guts, but it's hooked up to their IoT stuff. And you have to pay a subscription service for using their IoT framework, too, I believe.
I guess there's the... Well, I guess they have two of them. The AWS IoT, the IoT Enterprise.
They have first gen and the all new.
But yeah, usually you can get these for like $5 and there's like a $5 discount. But the 99 cent deal is even better because you still get the $5 discount.
Yeah, I got 7 of them for 99 cents a piece.
I've always thought about buying one, but I could never think of an item that I want it for.
Yeah, that's my thing. I'm like, I can literally go pick it up. Like, what? I'm going to be running out of something. And plus, their price is not always that great.
Exactly. For consumables or things that you actually go through on a regular basis, it's a lot for that free shipping.
Yes, but also, are you going to stick with the exact same brand, the exact same thing?
Yes.
Some people do.
For laundry detergent, I do.
Yeah.
Because other stuff, like anything that's not Tide, makes my skin itch really bad.
Okay, I'll admit that one.
Right, but if you run out of Tide, you're probably not going to click the button. I know that you would click the button in advance in the ideal situation, but I'm thinking you run out of Tide and you're like, oh, I want to do laundry today. You're going to go to the store and buy some Tide.
No, but the thing is that we, like, so at our house, we have an extra thing of laundry soap.
I used
right?
to do that.
So we've got the extra. When we get rid of one, we use the extra and then we buy another one. So we always have one in the wings. And so, I mean, if you do it like that, then that's the perfect way to do it.
Or
you just have
shampoo,
to have a place to store it.
Because I do that with shampoo.
Same with shampoo.
And
see,
body
shampoo
wash.
Or body wash, I don't stick with the same brand. It's constantly changing on me. It's just whatever I feel like at the time.
Fair enough.
And
Anna and I have used the same shampoo for like almost as long as we've been together.
Yeah. It's.
She switched it up. We used the. Oh, gosh. Now I can't remember.
It's the
herbal
Hello,
essences.
Hello Hydration.
Yeah.
Herbal essences.
But if I use anything else, like, I don't like it.
Also, a lot of ones I use have stopped being made. Like, Gillette used to make this really, really good body wash.
You can
probably
find it somewhere.
No, you can't. Well, okay. They might have a body wash. Okay, remember, here's that. I know they have a body wash. But there's a really cool one. Like, they were the first one that had men's body wash. And had a little clip that you could hang on the shower head. That was like back in 99.
Showing your age.
That was cool back in the day.
Stuff does, I mean, stuff does stop being sold, whatever, but I don't know. I can see the use for these, but really, honestly, unless I made like a lot of money, it wouldn't make sense to just to have them.
Well, that's why, like, I'll tell the Echo to, hey, put this on my shopping list.
Right.
And you can even turn on, like, voice ordering, but I haven't done that.
Yeah, I don't trust it yet either. But okay,
I'll
but they'll still
it.
Support it. So you can still buy them. They'll still support it for as long as, I like this, as long as people keep ordering through them. I'm like,
that's
so, that seems like a very vague death.
And if people were ordering through them like crazy, then they wouldn't
discontinue
be discontinuing
it.
Though.
Yeah.
I like the idea, but I was having trouble coming up with use cases until today. I have a lot now.
Yeah, I think if Amazon had like same day delivery in our area, they would be invaluable. Like,
or like the 2-hour delivery?
Yeah, the Prime Now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't even need to stock your pantry. You just decide what you want for dinner. You go press a bunch of buttons in your pantry, then some guy shows up 20 minutes later with your
you don't
stuff
need
to make
some
dinner.
Pasta, you don't need a fridge in this scenario, right?
Yeah, you don't even need a fridge.
You're just like I want this kind of pasta, this kind of meat, and this kind of veggie. You push the 3 buttons and then boom, 2 hours later it's there.
This sounds like something that would happen in like San Francisco, you know? Some like tech worker lives in like a closet. They don't have any room for storage, so they just have some dash buttons.
Or New York with the small apartments.
I guess you could always do like Uber Eats or something and they'll cook it
or
for
Grubhub.
You.
Or
Grubhub.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is delivering through Grubhub around here.
Yeah.
McDonald's delivers. Taco Bell delivers.
People as a service. It's the new big thing.
Yeah, Taco Bell delivers, by the way.
I know. I don't want to think about it. Okay. The thing that stops me from ordering from something like that is it takes a little bit of time, and
with
Taco Bell gets icky quick.
Oh, yes. I was going to say, though. So, depending on what you order, if you order from McDonald's and you get it delivered, I worry that the fries are just going to be bleh.
Yes. See, that's
with Freddy's, I can't even drive home and the fries are already bleh. because they're so tiny that they lose their heat so fast.
They weren't good fries to begin with.
I when they're hot, when they're warm,
I really
they're
like
really
shoestring
good.
Fries.
Yeah,
I don't.
What do you guys so think about In-N-Out burger fries? They're kinda...
I like
them.
They're great. I like In-N-Out a lot.
They're not very good.
The thing about In-N-Out is it's super duper greasy. I can't do it all the time. Like, I'm so glad we don't have one here because you go down there, you get like one burger.
And
you
have to do secret menu items.
I don't do secret. I just do a single cheeseburger with onions and then the fries.
All the pickles. Actually, they had to top it off at 4x4.
No, see, that's when the grease just kicks in.
You know why they had to top it off? People actually started ordering 100x100.
Oof. It's like, yes. So BK, have it your way. You can order a burger with as many patties and cheese as you want, and they will make it.
And it just costs.
Yeah, they'll charge you an arm and leg for it, but they'll do it.
Let's go to Burger King after this.
You can also order just bacon from them. You just order the bacon cheeseburger minus the cheeseburger, and they'll just wrap up some bacon and give it to you.
There'll be bread and mustard and ketchup and pickles, too.
No, you minus the cheeseburger.
At that point, you can just order the bacon, though. They can do that.
I mean, it's pre-cooked bacon.
Literally, you can get that at the store for way cheaper.
Right, but it's not drive-thru.
Yeah, but it's also... Yeah, you
have
can't
it your
get
way, Ted.
Bacon.
The King told me I could have it my way.
I'm sad they discontinued the King. I liked those commercials.
I really liked the creepy ones, but some of them, like they were a little uneasy.
Getting in bed with her. And just stared at her. Like, McDonald's, this clown is, like, super creepy, but no one seems to
care. They don't use the clown in commercials anymore,
do
they?
Not that much, but you can still see him in the stores and stuff.
Like, in the stores, yeah, but...
He's no longer in the playlands, either.
The what?
The play...
Oh, yeah.
They're getting rid of all the playlands here.
Mm-mm. They just added.
Where? Where has a playland?
The one across on Yellowstone has one.
Yellowstone has one. And I think the one in Chubbuck still has one too, don't they?
The one by the university took it out.
They tore it down first.
They had one before.
They used to.
Yeah, but they haven't had one for as long as I can remember, at least. I'm not from here. There hasn't been one there for the last like 4 years that I know of.
I want to disagree
play
with
like
you, but
they
I
used
don't
to, Ted.
I can remember playing in the purple dude, what was his name?
Grimace,
yeah.
I didn't even know they had names.
Yeah. Grimace.
See, there's Ronald McDonald.
I knew Ronald. But
did you know the Hamburglar?
I have heard that one.
Yeah. And then Grimace is the big purple one.
And then that one girl, like, whatever her name
That's
is.
That's not the Hamburglar?
The girl.
No.
No, the Hamburglar is like the thief.
He's got
dude.
The striped shirt and everything.
Yeah, he's
he always
got
tried
the prison
to steal
jumpsuit.
The burgers.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
And he has a hat.
But there's a girl with, like, pink hair or something. Gosh,
yeah.
It's been so long. Well, oh, she's
somebody...
a bird.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
She doesn't have
it
pink
like
hair.
It's a whole team.
Birdie or something? Hey,
yeah,
or...
that looks like Big Bird.
Okay, there's keep going
I
down.
I don't remember what her name is.
Grimace, the Fry Guys, the Hamburglar. Keep going.
Who's Sundance? Ronald's dog is Sundance. Or Sunday. Sunday.
I didn't know
he only
that
appears
he had
in an animated show. What?
Yeah.
Okay, I will say that's too many pickles.
There's Hamburglar.
Yeah, keep going.
Ooh, there's
never
Uncle Grimace.
I thought there'd be a day.
Wow. There's Uncle Grimace.
Keep going.
Birdie, the early bird.
Birdie.
Okay, so it is Birdie.
Fry Kids.
Mayor McCheese. I forgot about Mayor McCheese.
It's just a cheeseburger, right? With eyes and hands.
Was he in this picture? I should probably click on the link.
Yeah, do you guys remember getting like cookies with their faces on them?
Officer Big Mac?
Like in the Happy Meal?
I'm remembering now. See, there's the, they were like the like Oreos but vanilla, right?
Okay. What? Huh?
I'm having weird flashbacks.
Not exactly.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, the captain kind of looks normal.
Captain
Crook?
Crook. I can't even remember that.
Hey.
I don't think he was around that long.
He was from 1984. Or no, he was... 1984, he got renamed to the captain.
71 to 87.
Kind of like shortbread cookies.
So, I was 9 years old when he was phased out.
Were they right?
The cookies, they were kind of like a shortbread cookie or something that came with, like, whether...
Billion would like to see, Joey.
Whether you get the chicken nugget Happy Meal or, like, the hamburger Happy Meal, they throw in the cookies.
It's fun, like, sharing my childhood to young people like Joey and Anthony.
Yeah, especially before healthy had to be in.
Yeah.
Which is really probably the same amount of carbs, actually.
I was showing Joey a bunch of the Taco Bell Run for the Border ads.
What?
Yeah.
And he was really enjoying those.
I don't think I've ever seen
did
those.
You see it? Did he show you any Yokero Taco Bell ones?
I know sure about the Yokero Taco Bell. Like, I think I need a bigger box, that whole thing. I remember the late 90s advertising really well. Like the Godzilla movie. Right. Pizza Hut used to do like the PlayStation sampler discs. Like that advertising I'm well versed in. But the whole Run for the Border thing, like, I did not know about those at all. I
wasn't expecting
1988.
That. 1988. Yeah. I was 10 years old. Oh, they're a treasure. You should just go watch them. Yeah, with the bell and the...
They're kind of from a different time.
Oh, way. So, it was good days. Good days back in my childhood.
When everything had some light racism in it.
What do you mean? It doesn't anymore?
No, well, no, it's overt now.
It's coming back around.
Oh,
it's,
is that it?
It's either completely missing or overt. So yeah. There's no middle ground.
You're saying it overflowed. They had an overflow.
No, they were saying that Mexico had better, you know, stuff than America did.
Well, it's Mexican food, so it's like Run for the Border, but it's not Mexican food. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, also.
Tacos.
Google.
Oh, we're going back to the podcast now?
Yes.
We're not talking about food anymore?
Is this not the podcast?
Stadia?
I'm sorry, people. You haven't been listening to the podcast for the last 20 minutes.
Podcast material.
So Google wants people to game over a remote connection, essentially, right?
Yes.
It's just cloud gaming, right?
Right. Yeah. The thing is latency's a thing.
Yeah. Yes, and that's what I kept bringing up.
Most
today.
Of the U.S. only has like DSL, like broadband type speeds.
So yeah, that is the thing. It has been tested with 166.67 millisecond latency. So really, really bad. It worked, but...
What game were they playing?
Probably Assassin's Creed, because that's the one they were beta testing. Their next big one they're going to release, when they finally release it officially, is Diablo. I think the 2016
Three?
One? I think it's the 2016.
You mean Doom.
Doom. Yes.
Those are very different games.
I grew up in the time of 3D games, so those were very big.
I think some first-person games would probably be okay, because the latency isn't going to matter as much. But I think multiplayer games, you could really run into some serious problems.
I don't know. Here's the thing. First-person shooters, if you have to control the camera and stuff, if there's any input lag... I can't.
Yeah, you'll feel
first person
it
shooters
bad.
Would be worse.
Yeah, I think so.
But like a third person might actually be
third person might
easier.
Be okay, or isometric, like RTS would be okay.
Where you don't control the camera at all, so you don't notice that lag.
Well, so like third person wouldn't be bad, because a lot of times they do a thing where you can lock on your targets. Like most of them do the lock on. You don't really aim yourself a lot of the time. So those will be all right. But where you got to do like fine mouse control on them, that's really where you're going to run into trouble.
So the other thing is, this is supposed to also, so Google will set everything up, do all their stuff in the cloud, which is supposed to be, they're supposed to be setting up their GPU with 10.7 teraflops.
Yeah, that
I know, it's processing all that.
So but,
so all everyone has their 16 gigs of RAM, SD 2.7 gigahertz processor. So everyone's gonna have that, and they process it. And then also, you can broadcast this on YouTube. People can watch you on YouTube, click the button, and jump into your games if they're multiplayer games. So they're now playing
right through YouTube
with you. Yeah, through YouTube with you.
That's pretty interesting. So they just virtualized a gaming rig, and then they can just tear it down and put it back up. And I mean, they have to have enough to handle peak time, but I mean, it's shared resources, and so they don't have to have enough for everybody, just enough for peak times.
Yeah.
Well, and you imagine that some games aren't going to take all of those resources, so
right.
They could have some games, you know, that don't use as much, so they could like cut, like kind of compress those for those people, and use more efficiently.
Unless everybody starts playing Minecraft on it.
So, and it also depends on how much
take all the resources.
Yes. Not just that, but you could also be on a game, or you'd be playing not only playing a game that doesn't need as much, but you also could be on something that won't display it as well. So they won't give you as high of the quality because of these things.
So how much does it cost?
So that is the question that has not been revealed yet, because it's not available.
I think the question has been revealed. It's just an answer.
Developers are also slightly worried about, because is this a Netflix model where I make a game, I hand it over to Google, and then I make 3 cents every time somebody plays it?
Or, yeah, that was my next question. Yeah, is, or how do you get the games? Are they just there, or do you have to buy them?
So they're being, all they've said is Doom, right?
Doom.
Doom. I'm like, let me make this again.
Doom 2016. Doom.
All they've said is Doom. Everything else is up in the air. But they did show people jumping, them jumping from the TV. So you would need a Chromecast Ultra if you want to play it on your TV. Phones and tablets will work just fine. Chromebooks will work just fine. You can, and they just jumped between tablets and phones in the demo.
Depending on the pricing, and if they did do like a Netflix type thing, I'd be all in. Like, I'd be fine with that. That'd be great.
I don't play enough game, I guess. Yeah, well, of course, I'm the one who plays PUBG on my phone, so.
Yeah, so, and the thing is that I don't play a lot of games, and then I get the cool games, like, way, way later when they're super cheap anyways, yeah. Right? So, I would play more if I could play, like, the new games, like, right when they came out. Like, I'd play those games for a while. I don't know. It really depends. I kind of go back and forth with how much I game. Anna and I like the game together. She's we're just about to beat Bubble Bobble. Yeah. So very excited about that.
Microsoft has theirs, where their monthly rental and all their Microsoft games come. Oh yeah, if you're on their,
but you have to download them and do all that crap.
Yes, which Microsoft's also been working on trying to get around that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think they'd have to hit like a $10 per month price point or less to get people on board. Because
it has to be cheap.
Like right now, you buy a console, you know, like the Wii is the cheap one, and it's like, what, $300 roughly?
The Switch, you mean?
Yeah, or sorry, the Switch. Man, I'm getting old. I have one of those. love that console. But they're like $300, and then you have to buy your games. They're, you know, 60 to 80 a piece. You have to buy controllers, and those things keep going up in price. They're 60 to 80 for a controller now.
Right.
And so you're looking at like $500 to be able to play a game with someone else. And so, I mean, if they offer, you know, like if you're dropping $500 on the newest system every 3-4 years, like if they can match that price point, like I think they'd have a lot of people subscribing.
So Microsoft's also been trying to do the cloud thing. They say this is not going to be replacing the consoles, especially at E3. They're supposed to be showing off their next-gen console. Google, on the other hand, said, this is a console killer. This is a PC killer. We will play those big games on pick your device.
I'm a fan of having a PC at home so I can have the latest and greatest, you know, like experience the best graphics there are, you know, lowest latency there is. Like, I enjoy that aspect of PC gaming. But I think this could be a great thing for casual gaming. Like, it could knock out the consoles, essentially. I don't think PC gaming is going to go anywhere, but I think it could knock out consoles.
But I think phone games, mobile games has been... And that's why Nintendo has even been hesitant with releasing Zelda and Mario off of their Nintendo devices.
Yeah, I kind of worry, like... So the thing is that, like, PC games brought a lot of people into the STEM career things that may not have gone that way. If they just had to do it on console, they didn't have to figure out all the hardware stuff to do it and find like that passion for the computers and whatnot. And they might have gone a different direction. And I think anything we can do to get people more interested in like computers in general is a good thing. And I think moving away from them is bad.
But. Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. Like, the generation, what is it, Y or Z? What's the new, the young kids, the 14-year-olds and stuff right now? They, like, a lot of them don't have, like, a home computer. They'll have, like, an iPad and they do all their homework on that. Yeah, or a cell phone. And they don't have to interact with an actual computer, like a desktop.
Right.
They're just, everything, you know, is an app and it goes on their phone. They don't have any control over any of that, really.
Or Chromebooks. They're being that. So lightweight computers.
We might need to just get compilers and programming languages that'll run on your phone.
Well, and even the
there's some stuff that does that now.
Yeah, but even the Chromebooks, they're safe. They're like iPads or a tablet.
Right, there's no tinkering. It's a complete closed box.
No,
right.
With the Chromebook, you can tinker quite
well, you can tinker-ish with Android, with APKs and all that, but it's still fairly App Store.
You can install Linux on a Chromebook.
You can dual boot it, but out of the box, you just have Chrome.
No, you can sideload it. Like, I was able at one point to switch between Chrome, the Chromebook OS, and a Linux box on the fly. Like, I could go over here in, like, a second.
Right, because Chrome is running on a Linux kernel.
Yes.
So you're just sharing the kernel. So it's there already. Yes. But how many people are going to, you know, venture out of their way to install that?
I don't know. A lot of people.
At least three.
So yes, also, three. Back on Google's thing, so you can use any USB controller, or you can buy their special controller, which looks like an Xbox and a PlayStation controller had a baby.
Kind of. So the analog sticks are in the same orientation that they're in the same spot that a PS or PlayStation controller would be. The look looks like an Xbox controller.
It kind of reminds me of the Wii U Pro or the Switch Pro controller.
Yeah.
But the D stick and the analog whatever.
Or the D-pad and the
analog
stick.
Yeah, D-pad and the analog stick on the left side are switched.
I almost was thinking the Steam controller. Little bit, if the sticks
minus
were...
the thumb pad thing.
Yeah,
it's interesting. What's the price? Do they have a price tag on the controller? At least
I doubt it.
The answer to your question is will be revealed at a later time.
$70. That's a guess.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Google likes to price their things a little bit lower, and you know, kind of give a punch to the competition. So maybe 40.
Their it's stock possible. Sure isn't low.
Well, their stock's through the roof because they sell, like, everything under the sun.
So, yeah, and also before Google did theirs, Microsoft released their xCloud game streaming, which you can use the Xbox remote's Bluetooth Connect to insert your device. And
so you connect, like, an Xbox controller to your phone, and then you're streaming Xbox games onto your phone, and you can play.
Yes.
So, with the Xbox One, are you running games in the cloud, or are you running games on your Xbox and streaming it over the internet?
This one is the xCloud is cloud to your device. So this isn't, there was one where it would play off of your console to go and or download. So this is the exact same thing as Google, but a week earlier, and also priced to be determined as well. Both of them to be released later sometime officially this year. And both of them currently in beta signups as well.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, the PlayStation, it had a like a play on the go if you had a PlayStation Vita. Mm-hmm. And you could play your PS3 or PS4 games on the Vita. It kind of had like so-so support, and the games were a little bit different when they were on the Vita.
Oh, like PlayStation Now service? Or
yeah,
no,
I think,
PlayStation Now is the streaming service.
Oh, so PlayStation already has its own too.
Yeah.
PlayStation has all sorts of stuff.
PlayStation's had that since the PS4 came out.
Did I also forgot to mention this. There is in this article. Amazon's also working on that too.
I'm not
so
surprised.
Amazon's joining in this. Google, Microsoft, Sony.
Honestly,
Nintendo's just sitting there going, you guys have fun now.
Well, I mean, if Nintendo can sit there at the low price point for the actual hardware and, you know, the fun games, they're sitting on a mountain of IP. Like they can do whatever they want for a long time. I think that they've got the low end of the market and like the family, you know, group type fun. I think they have that cornered. I think these cloud services are going to be going more for the hardcore gamer, which nowadays,
but
you know,
you can also play on
your
phone,
on your Switch.
Right. Yeah. Amazon's positioned pretty well. I mean, they've got all of the cloud horsepower they need with their AWS system.
So does Google.
Yeah, exactly. So they're all positioned with cloud services. They already own the cloud service that they can run on. So they've got the horsepower there. So it's like turnkey for that part of it.
I think if Amazon gets into this, unless they mess it up, I think they have the best. They're the most likely to kind of hit it out of the park.
So Amazon owns Twitch. Google owns YouTube.
Yeah.
Microsoft owns Mixer. I think it's theirs. Yeah.
Who cares about Microsoft?
Microsoft can do all sorts of video compression, though. I mean, they own all sorts of server backend stuff, and they've been dealing with video compression for how long, and drivers and all sorts of stuff. So, I mean, all of these companies are positioned well for streaming video and accepting inputs over the web. And that's all that they have to do for this to work.
Yeah. So when so Google is also going to be making their own games at this point. They have my favorite company's old CEO involved with this.
Is that Rare?
No, EA.
What?
Your favorite company.
I'm not buying Microsoft's solution anymore.
No, that's Google's.
Oh, it's Google's?
Yeah, Microsoft already has their own.
Oh, no.
No, Google, he used to work for EA and who's Assassin's Creed?
I think that's also EA.
Ubisoft.
No, Ubisoft.
So that's who they have, which explains why Assassin's Creed was the beta a year ago.
Oh, man. So Google's going to charge you like $40 for the controller, $20 a month for the service, and then every time you connect and try to play a game, it's going to be 50 cents.
No, it's going to be 50 coins. Don't ask how much the coins cost.
Right. They'll abstract the currency from real-world dollars so that you can't really tell how much you're spending.
But you also have to, like...
There's another reason for that, you know. Because they'll say, okay, this game is 50 coins, but you can only buy 70 coins. Yes. Yeah. You can only buy 70 coins, and nothing costs 20 coins. So then you're sitting on 20 coins, so you do it again.
That way they lock you in because you have a rolling wallet. So you're right. Like, I already have some. It only cost me a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's terrible.
Microsoft got nailed for that. That's why they stopped doing their currency, and they just went buy it with the money.
Well, there's lined up pretty much one-to-one anyway. Like, yeah. I remember playing Halo back in the day, and you buy, like, you get a little bit of a bonus, but, like, you know, it'd be a $10 map pack or something for Halo. And it's 99 coins or 100 coins. Yeah. And so it lines up with a dime or something. So,
yeah, I don't know. Nintendo they did that a lot. Like, you wanted to buy the old retro console games. You couldn't buy it in a single unit. You had to buy, like, 100, but the games would cost, like, 60 and at the least.
I think at all.
Or, like, 120.
I think all major consoles were bad at that. At one point,
if Nintendo wanted unlimited access to my wallet, if they just offered a online Nintendo library and it just has all of their previous titles available for you know, various costs, like I'd pay probably $5 per SNES game,
for sure.
I would probably complete that at some point
they
in
still
my life.
Don't have yeah. the yeah. only virtual console they have on the Switch is that NES thing that they do right now,
right? And they
Which
only
is
they,
mind-blowing
and
to
they
me.
Only trickle out a few games at
yes.
a time,
and they're revolving too,
and emulators are so perfected for those old systems at this point that they could pay any number of people that maintain those emulators to port it to the Switch. They'd be super excited about it, and Nintendo could just start charging $5-$10 a pop for different games.
Well, and I mean, people are, if they can't get it there, if you can't get it, you're
yeah,
just going to get
just
it
gonna
for
go
free.
Emulate it. Like,
just going to go get it for
very
free.
Few people are going to own an entire set of original hardware and buy the old game off of eBay. Plus, Nintendo's not making money off of selling that old hardware because they're not the ones selling it.
Right. And if they wait too long, then it becomes public domain and then anybody can put it out.
What? There's still quite a few years before Nintendo stuff falls in there.
It's going to be a long time.
Well, not if they don't. Maybe they can switch that law back.
Lock it down longer or
less. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
It's at 70 years right now, isn't it?
Something like
that. We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
I think some of Atari's stuff is starting to fall into public domain, though.
No, I think it's like 70 years past death.
But that's why. Like, what does that mean for a company, though?
Are only literally now coming into domain. Wait, say again.
So, what about video games? Yeah, because a video game doesn't have like a single author.
Well, neither did Mickey Mouse, but that one, the original Mickey Mouse and Batman are getting ready to drop in.
Like,
technically,
you're allowed to like recreate Pong, like one to one, as long as you don't call it Pong. Like, that's
actually
the only copyright that they actually
is
own.
An exception to it because if you write Pong, you write it in software. Original Pong was written in hardware.
Yeah, the thing with, well, any game mechanic, you can't copyright game mechanics, and so if someone can rewrite the game mechanic, it's theirs. As long as they aren't stealing your code or decompiling your code, they're good to go.
And you can't do that with Pong.
I guess it because of hardware, yeah. So if it's original hardware, you can't do that. But you can rewrite Pac-Man if you want. As long as it doesn't contain likeness of Pac-Man, like, you could have your own circle thing that eats stuff. But, I mean, you
Square dude.
Yeah, as long as you don't call it Pac-Man, you're good to go. It's like platformers. Yeah. Mario was a platformer. You have all any number of platformers.
It's like Frogger with Crossy Road.
Exactly.
It's essentially Frogger.
Just rehashes.
I have no clue what the trademark is for video game service difference. You had to ask that question.
I didn't really. Whatever.
Maybe we'll come back to this at a later time.
Well, we probably won't. But
we may.
We might.
Sometime. But. Let's see, we already talked about Amazon's. I'm sure there was somebody else's. There's all sorts of things. Maybe we should just wrap things up.
We probably should. We're over an hour.
Yes.
Not after he edits out all my swears.
And your Amazon swearing.
You're right.
Your,
that was about 10
echoing.
Minutes worth.
You're not going to edit that out.
So, famous last words?
Famous last words. Oh, I'm not ready.
Sucks, huh?
That's awkward.
Ask your Madam A how to say 100 in Welsh. I dare you.
He dares you.
Oh, it's my turn. So